Psalm 117, Mizmor Kufiyot Zayin. This is the shortest psalm in Sefer Tehillim, or the Book of Psalms. Psalm 117 is also part of the sixth psalm collection called the Hallel, that is Psalm 113 through 118. And these are psalms traditionally read during the celebration of Passover or in commemoration of the Exodus from Egypt. The Apostle Paul referred to Psalm 117 in Romans chapter 15 in an appeal to unity among the believers, to justify his revelation that the people of Messiah were going to be composed of both Jew and Gentile as one body, and that this was a mystery but alluded to in Scripture, and that while Yeshua is the glory of his people Israel, the called out of the nations are co-heirs of the covenants and promises of the Lord. For more on this, see Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, or Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6. So after that bit of introduction, let's read Psalm 117. Hallelu et Adonai, O praise the Lord, Kol Goyim, all you nations, Shabbachuhu, extol him or laud him, Kol Ha'umim, all you peoples. Note that in this psalm, Ha'umim refers to the families or peoples of Israel, as opposed to Goyim, which refers to the nations in general. Ki gavar aleinu hasto, for great upon us is his kindness. Ve'emet Adonai le'olam, and the truth or faithfulness of the Lord is forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelu et Adonai kol goyim. Shabbachuhu kol ha'umim. Ki gavar aleinu hasto, ve'emet Adonai le'olam. Hallelujah. O praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Again, note that the Apostle Paul quoted from this psalm in Romans chapter 15, where he stated that Yeshua is the minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made to the fathers, as well as that the Gentiles would glorify God for his mercy. Paul did this to indicate that the scriptures had always taught that though Yeshua was the glory of the people of Israel, he was also the hope of all the nations, the healer of the universal problem of sin and death. Hallelujah.